Hello?
Dad.
Hiya, darling.
Hiya, I've got a problem.
What?
There's guys turned up at the shop. They're saying I haven't paid my rates in the last year, and they said they've sent letters out, but I haven't received any, and they're saying they're having to take...
But don't pay rates.
Equipment.
All your rates are paid.
They're saying they're having to take my stocking equipment up to the value of it.
Where is he? Is he there or now?
I'll put you on to him for settings.
Aye.
Lawyer, are you the partner?
I'm a fader.
You're a fader. Okay, are you involved in the business, mate?
Aye, my name's on the title, on
right.
The deeds.
Okay, well, you understand
listen,
the situation.
Listen, start from the beginning here, mate, right, so we don't get off on the wrong footing.
Aye.
Natalie pays everything by direct debit. Now, firstly, I've got all this stuff here for you. Now, it would come from, who would the notice come from that she's not been paying?
Listen, mate, I just work for the bailiffs. I've just told...
No, I understand that, but I need to get some sort of...
Look, the lassie's no paid
because
her rates,
we've not got any notification.
I appreciate it's your daughter and you're trying to cover for her, but she's no paid
her rates. I'm not covering nothing, mate.
You need to tell that lassie you got off of that hairdryer. Put that in the box.
Sorry.
Hang on a minute, mate. You want to tell that lassie you got off that hairdryer, put that in the box. Hey, sorry, we've got to gather all this stuff
you're
up.
You're not
here,
touching nothing, pal. I'll be over now.
No, you'll not be over anywhere, mate.
I'll
right?
be over now. You come out a bit.
No, listen to me, mate. Listen, I'm going to put the lassie back on. She can explain
aye,
the situation.
Please do. Please do.
Sounds to me, mate, you're just trying to pop the blame on this poor lassie. It's a lassie's livelihood here that you're destroying, and I hope you're proud of yourself. I'll put her back on.
Hello?
Hiya, right, lock the door, I'm away here.
No, Dad, please don't, there's clients in the salon, I don't want any aggro.
No, I know, but I'm on my way over anyway, but put them on.
Right, so I'm sorry, are you going to pay your bills, mate?
How much does it show you?
She owes me £4,500.
Right, okay, I'm away here.
I've got 30 hair dryers, 16 straighteners, 62 pairs of scissors, 12 sinks, 24 taps, 18 chairs and 36 mirrors that we should cover once you put them all together, you know what I'm saying?
So I'll tell you right now, pal, you're not leaving the shop until
no.
I come out.
No, we're going now, mate.
Leaving that shop.
We're going right
no,
now,
you
mate.
You're too I'm late. Only be there in a couple of minutes. You stay where you are, I'm telling you that right now.
You've missed the
don't
boat.
Don't move.
Mate. Your time
I've
is...
No miss- Oh,
your time
you
is
give me 2 minutes, I'll be the f***ing door. I'll
boys,
show you who's taking what.
Start the van, boys, let's go. Right, listen, mate, thanks very much.
Been
a pleasure doing business with you, sir. We'll enjoy it.
I'll f***ing do you when I come out. Just you stay where you are, pal.
Listen,
I'm only 4 behind you because I'll catch you.
You'll no catch
just
me,
stay
mate.
Where you are.
I'm going to go away and open up my own hairdressers. I'm going to call it British Hairways. How'd you like that? Great name, been thinking about it.
Who is this?
Live on Clyde once make your dad mad.
I saw him.
You did pretty well there, Stephen, I've got to say. You got pretty mental.
Brilliant.
You were awesome. You went off in one, pal. I'll speak to you soon.
Oh, cheers.
Well done, Natalie. I'll speak to you later.
Thank you.
See you.
Bye.